This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Jason is here. I will remind the audience, the first regular on this show, I think 2010, is you. Okay. Brendan Kieran and I talked about it, and we said, let's see if DeRusha will do it. And the initial bit was, what would Jason do?
Right. That's right.
That was picking up on the TV show that Jim Avila was hosting on ABC, right? Where they would go to some circumstance and, like, maybe a pregnant mother was drinking. Would you be the
person? Would you intervene? Yeah.
The
show's still on, I think.
And the reason why I brought it up, Jim Avila died.
Do we know what happened? I just saw the headline, and he's pretty young. I grew up, you know, Jim was a Chicago reporter and anchor, so I remember watching him as a kid and then seeing him rise to national level.
He did that, and then he finished his career in San Diego.
Yeah, he went back to local news, right? Investigative reporting.
And his brother, Chris Simon, worked here for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there was a connection. But yeah, Jim Avila. Do we have enough, or is it possible now to be a Jim Avila on one of the networks where you're never going to be David Muir?
Yep.
You're never going to be Tommy Amos and whoever CBS has. I have no idea. But you are an established correspondent where people associate the network with you, and maybe for a little bit you get some sort of show or some sort of hook, and you stand out. It seems like that was a lot easier 10, 20, 30 years ago than it is now.
There's just so much content out there.
That's it.
Like, so I was interning at ABC News when they first launched the What Would You Do series, because it came out of a bit they were doing on Primetime Live. Remember Primetime Live sort of?
Yes.
ABC had 2020. So you got Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs and like classic news magazine stuff. And then Primetime Live came on, which was sort of like a little tabloidy with those absolute wild loony reporters, Diane Sawyer and Sam Donaldson. But like that
then,
was
and
the
then
trashy.
Charlie Gibson. Oh, they were racy.
So trashy. So that was the trashy show. But they had that sort of stuff in that show. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, you have people like David Begno at CBS that sort of has his style, major to a certain degree.
Major
right?
to a certain degree, yes. Is it Steve Hartman? Why am I forgetting?
Steve Hartman.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a hook, and it's worked out very well.
He started
with
at KSTP. Yeah. Well, not started, but worked at Channel 5 for a long time.
And his human history stories are great.
So good.
They're powerful. Today is World Kindness Day.
Oh, don't I know it.
Yeah. Is the United States of America in 2025 as kind as it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. I want people to text on this too. Do you think the country collectively, and obviously the individuals who make up the country, that we are as kind now as we were in the past? I figured I'd save this for you, World Kindness Day. What does your gut tell you?
So my gut instinct is absolutely not. But when I think about it, you know, look at things like GoFundMe.
Yep.
Which never, we didn't have a technology platform to do that.
Mm-mm.
And today it is so normalized to sign up to bring meals to someone in a tough moment or to... I've donated to people that I barely know.
Yep.
Or someone that, like, a friend loves this person. So, like, I want to support my friend and I'll send $100 to whatever. So in some ways, we are kinder. We are more generous. We are able to reach out and be better
people. We have more avenues to demonstrate.
We have more avenues to do it. And so... while I think our digital discourse is so toxic,
yes,
that for people like you and me who spend a lot of time in that sphere,
right,
it feels like we're less kind. There's more bullying out there of young kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like, I don't know, when I was a kid, like, people
there was, there was bullying.
There was bullying, too.
Yeah.
But you used to be able to go home and get away from it. Now the kids just get it around the clock. I don't know. I guess, Mike, I'm talking myself into thinking that perhaps we're kinder than we were.
I think we are at least as kind. And you stole a lot of what
Sorry.
I want to say.
Sorry.
But no. It's I think social media, when we have the conversation, you've done it, I've done it. Yes or no, is social media good for the country?
No.
And most people say no. I still say yes, because I still think, and because of what we do, and we both talk politics, I talk more than you do, but our algorithms will then heighten the political discourse. And at the political level, are we as respectful, as accepting as we once were? Hell no. The president of the United States is a full-on bully. End of discussion. And guess what? There are plenty of Democrats who go right back at him as strong as possible. That is still a sliver of our country.
That's I agree.
That is a sliver of our country. And whether it's next Tuesday when we work with Union Gospel Michigan or every single day, if you just see it in your own life, people who you are friends with and the kindness they demonstrate, I get, and I do it. I have a 3-hour show, and I try every day. I just told you off air. I try every day to find topics that 30, 40, and 50-year-olds are going to remember.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I try to do every single day. And is it some of it that will stir people up? Sure. It's a talk show. That doesn't mean that's like the rest of my life.
Right.
That doesn't mean that's – I'm not saying I'm a fraud. I'm fairly true to who I am. But you can't convince me that all of a sudden in 25, we don't have as many kind people as we had in 1995. I don't buy it.
And I think in some ways when you look at like our kids, right, I do think like our kids have empathy in a way that I didn't have when I was growing up.
It's a fair point.
You just didn't know. There was less tolerance for people who didn't like conform to the same path that you did.
Without a doubt. I mean,
That's very different.
I think of how concerned I was when Quentin, because of his health issues and as a special ed kid, was going to go to the biggest high school in the state. And I was worried. And I'm sure there were kids who made comments. But when Hunter and Griffin were there or I had to go there, like, they couldn't have been more welcome.
Yeah.
And by the way, 10, 20 years ago, I don't think kids were that accepting.
No.
I really don't.
No.
And I think now... because so many kids are exposed to so many issues and so many things that we might not have seen as much.
It's almost a negative where these kids are carrying so much in their heads.
Yeah, right.
That you can understand, like, oh, why are kids anxious or all of these other things. You're like, well, we just weren't thinking about this much stuff.
Yeah.
It just wasn't on the table.
Okay, text me on World Kindness Day. Do you think individually and collectively in 2025, our country is as nice now as we were 10, 20, 30 years ago?
You should check your work email, by the way.
Oh, do I have something?
Maybe World Kindness Day related.
Ooh.
Oh, maybe.
I like it. I got a little something.
Is it Sydney Sweeney's phone number?
Can't never know.
I'll have to check right now.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Go ahead. Tell people here at 252 why you're playing this song, Dave Harrigan.
The country's back to work, so we're celebrating working today. Yes, let's go. Get the job done, federal government.
On kindness, plenty of texts coming in. Do you believe that we are as kind individually and collectively as we were 10, 20, 30 years ago? Among the texts, we eliminated USAID, leading mass starvation, developing world. We are collectively the least generous and meanest we've ever been. Okay, let me take that one first and chime in. Because the Trump administration offered up a policy that I disagree with 100%. Okay, that means the rest of us are reflective of that?
Hmm.
No, it does not. It means either Trump or whoever recommended it to Trump, in my opinion, made a mistake. And there are plenty of Republicans who agree with that. But because one president and one administration offer that up, that doesn't mean individuals in Iowa City or Tucson, Arizona or L.A. now just aren't as kind because they were inspired by that to be meaner.
Yeah, I think so many of us filter our whole life through politics.
Too much.
It's not, I get, it's a position of privilege to be able to. Yes, it is. You know what? More people should use their damn privilege and chill out. Actually not, it's good for the show. Like, it's fine.
More text. The country is less kind, but there are still many kind individuals within the country.
That's possible.
More text. We're not as kind as we used to be. Trump allowed people to be rude and cruel because of behavior normalizes. Social media has led to more bullying. We address that.
Or do we just hear about it more?
Well, that's the point you make, that sometimes I'll pick some topic, I'll milk it for a segment or two, and you'll say, good job finding that. And overreacting to it when it's just one or two goofballs.
Right.
And we're all guilty of that.
Yeah, I do it too. We all do. But I do. There's no way to know. Right.
Right.
You can look at the data of how few people are like actively posting.
Yes.
And to me, you can extrapolate that out to mean we don't really know if this is indicative of widespread kind of crappiness of people, or if it's just the same people who are jackasses sitting in their basement bitching to their best friend. Now they have a Twitter following and they're just doing it to the world.
See, I think that's a lot of it.
I think it's most.
I really do.
I hope. Maybe I'm just hoping.
And when we're talking about isolating something where the Republicans, and in particular MAGA, is infinitely better than the Democrats, there will be some whack job lefty who will do something that three of us here are fairly centrist will go, you got to be bleeping kidding me. And it's not, it's reflective of a growing group of the left, but it's not every liberal. And where MAGA's brilliance, they highlight that, and then they turn in, that's who every Democrat is in the entire country. And they're geniuses at it.
It's pretty good.
And
it works.
They're way better than the Democrats at it. The reason why young people are kinder now is because being taught in school, we're calling a bullying school, honestly, because of PC and woke. I'm very confused on that one. Still a lot of very kind individuals.
Some PC and some woke is good, by the way. Like,
without a doubt.
Just saying, like, I know we've decided it's all bad, but throughout history, we've all modified. Man, when I was a kid, think of the insults that we called each other.
Yes.
And, you know, we know better. Is that PC and woke? Yes. Listen, is it good? Yes.
Because of my kid and autism, my antenna is off the charts with the R word.
The R word,
okay?
Right.
The R word, when we were younger, people used common. A lot. Like Nancy Mace just used it today on
Twitter. Now
it's
sort of back. Like,
you know, and somehow
dumb.
It has become, we're going to claim that word back. That's awful.
Yeah.
There's a word that is derogatory to millions and millions of people that you now want to use as an insult and you claimed it back. Come on.
Right.
If you want to be somebody with insults, you can be a little bit better than that.
There are a lot of choices.
Tough. Yeah. Choices sometimes are pretty obvious, too. I hope your choice is Jason. He's on the next 3 hours here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.